Hey everyone, this is Jody Watkins, your host of Breaking Barriers Now, and we are in a new year with new obstacles and new barriers to break. So welcome back to the show. I'm really grateful to have you here. I'm grateful for everyone who has reached out and messaged and, you know, connected and shared the shows, definitely. Please keep sharing. We are looking for sponsors now, just trying to continue to grow this show. I'm still looking for guests, so please go back, listen to some of the past episodes, and you know, if you feel like you're a good fit for the show, please reach out to me and let's make it happen. So welcome back. This is the episode that is going to explain how we must continue to break barriers in order to keep going. So towards the end of last year, I ended up being able to be a part of an amazing nonprofit that helps veterans and spouses transitioning out of the military here in Jacksonville, Florida, called Operation New Uniform. Now, I went through the program last year, and it helped me tremendously when it came to growing my business, becoming more confident in networking, learning how to turn questions around so that way I was actually learning more about other people and not limiting myself by one title or another. It really just taught me how to find my new identity in the civilian world. Because of that, I became part of their family. My husband ended up going through the program as well, and it helped him in his business as well and helping him become more confident in life and just, you know, being open to new things and, you know, taking risks and just learning how to be the person who goes from leading teams all the time and being that go-to person to understanding that sometimes you're just a face in the crowd and knowing that that's okay too. Because the people who are meant to know you are the people who are meant to be in your life. And that's what I know now. So we are back and we are going to get this started. Last year was absolutely amazing. I had some great guests come on and they were able to share their story. I truly hope that those stories resonated with the listeners. And I would just love to get your feedback. So if you have any feedback on how the show has impacted you, please go to the YouTube channel and make some comments or comment on my Facebook page or any of the social media platforms. At the end of 2022, I was able to secure my own private office. This was a huge accomplishment. I've been working and grinding hard, but also I was on my mental health journey the year before and really just had to focus on pulling back and getting a little bit more aligned with who I am and what I desire to do in life. A lot of my mental health journey is why I continue to do this show, because I know that there's someone out there that needs to hear not only my story, but other stories as well, especially as we continue to go through life and break down the barriers that continue to go in front of us. Life is a continuous journey, and it's up to us to just embrace it. We must just embrace it. There's going to be a ton of unknowns, and we have to be able to overcome those and understand that our purpose is greater than anything else in life. So once I got my office and thought everything was going to be easy, no, I don't think so. Literally the day after Christmas, my car broke down. Now I want to talk a little bit about this car. Back in July of 2022, I was in two car accidents. The first one totaled my car that was paid off. At the time, I didn't have a steady salary coming in, and so committing to a car payment was just not in the budget. Therefore, I decided that I was going to connect with one of my friends who I found out that she and her husband had a car dealership. I connected with her and they were able to get me in my, I call it my 16-year-old dream car. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that story real quick. When I was 16, I ended up taking a trip out to California. Grateful enough that my mother stayed in contact with my dad's side of the family, even though my dad was not in the picture. He left when I was three. I'm grateful that she stayed in contact and we were able to kind of go back and forth. So my great grandmother, she brought me back out to California. I had been out there a few times. And this time, I was in high school, and so I was able to do a little bit more and have more fun with my uncles. Well, they would take me around the LA area, and during that time, I had never seen luxury cars. I never saw BMWs or Rolls Royces or Porsches or Lamborghinis or any of those things. I was from a small town. So it was kind of cool being able to drive around and just imagine what it would be like to drive in one of those cars. I remember being at a stoplight, and one of my uncles, he was driving a Porsche at the time. And I remember looking over to my right, and there was a couple guys in a BMW 325i convertible, a white convertible. Now, this was 1994, so I am dating myself. But I remember just looking over and just being like, wow, that would be so cool to have that one day. Well, I got back to Florida and I got to the Jacksonville, Florida International Airport, and no one was there to pick me up. So that started a new journey where I had to contact someone to come get me from the airport, and I basically became homeless at that time. I was living with different people. So my junior year of high school, I actually lost a couple of scholarships and my grades were plummeting. Had to sit the bench for basketball. I never had to worry about my grades. I was always an honor roll student. I had A's and B's. I had hard classes, and it was just not something that I ever really had to worry about. But no one prepared me for what was to come. And to be honest with you guys, had it not been for a good friend of mine who said, well, if you're staying with us, you're not allowed to quit school. If it hadn't have been for them, I probably would have quit school at that time. I felt like a huge burden. And even though I wasn't a burden to them, they made that very well known, I felt like a burden. I never had been in that situation before where I was having to live with other people. And it really just didn't sit right with me. But as they said, I did continue school and I did graduate. I did lose my scholarship to Duke University, but I graduated high school. So fast forward, I ended up homeless again after high school and living out of my car. I ended up moving to Gainesville, Florida, and that kind of started a whole different journey, which I'm not going to quite go into. I will disclose all of that in someone else's podcast one day. And I do have a few podcasts that I have disclosed things in. So hopefully you'll tune into those. Just Google my name. But it was definitely a transition in my life that I just completely was not expecting. So as you can imagine, those dreams that I had coming back from California of that car that I was going to get one day completely faded away. I forgot about them. I really did. So here we were in 2022. My other car got totaled. I was still alive, thank God. And I said, you know what? I don't want a car payment. I want my dream car. So I ended up getting a 2006 BMW 325i. It wasn't a convertible, but it did have a sunroof, and it was close enough to what I had before or what I saw before. I got that car in December 26th. Let's see, I bought it on July 25th, 2022. The very next day, on July 26th, I got rear-ended in that car. It should have told me something, right? So I'm now dealing with the pain from that. But again, it wasn't that bad. I was still alive, just had to get a new bumper. No big deal, I thought. So here we were, December 26th, and my car just decided not to start. I had been driving that morning. It was fine. I ended up going back home And then I got to the Operation New Uniform office and I was doing some work there. And I went to go leave maybe an hour later, and my car just completely wouldn't start. It wouldn't do anything. It wouldn't turn over. There was no sign of a dead battery. There was no sign of a starter problem. There was no sign of anything. It just wouldn't do anything. It would, the electronics portion would come on, the lights would come on, things like that, the radio. But as far as starting, absolutely nothing. So here I was stuck in the parking lot, and I really just had no idea what was going on. So we did some troubleshooting and over the next couple of days, and it really just became very time consuming and frustrating. It's still an electrical problem. We still don't know what's wrong with it, but it's now sitting in front of my house and it's just there. So that's what started the week before Christmas. I'm sorry, the week before the new year. Fast forward, the new year comes. That week was very busy. My daughter's birthday was the 30th. My husband and I, our anniversary was the 28th. So it was literally Christmas and my car breaks down, anniversary, our daughter's birthday, and then New Year, right? Well, that weekend of my daughter's birthday, I was actually able to move into my new office. And so we started kind of that process where we were just kind of moving things in. I still have to unpack, but at least I have an office. So on January 2nd, which was Monday, I had been in the office all day. I had a lot of work that I had to get done. I was taking breaks, just like I coach on, make sure you're taking breaks every 50 minutes for higher productivity. So I get on to people about that, so I have to do it too. I set timers throughout the day and make sure that I'm, you know, taking my breaks and drinking my water and all those good things. So I was doing that. And that evening, I decided, you know what, I'm just going to stay in my office, because we had a Zoom call that evening, a networking call with a platform, the platform that these podcasts are on, as well as my virtual community called Convene Communities. So we had that networking call, which we have every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern time. So I was preparing for that. I had just made a new backdrop for my Zoom. To promote my community and the things that I was doing inside of Convene. And I got a phone call. I got a phone call from my daughter. It was around 6:56, because it was almost 7 and it was almost time to get on that call. And she calls me, and I had no idea what was coming, because I thought that she was just calling to check in. And she says, "Mom," now she's crying. Okay, so she's not calm. She's not calm like I'm talking to you right now, but she says, "Mom, we were just in a car accident." And I was like, "What?" And she said, "We were just in a car accident." She said, "I'm okay." Well, I said, "Are you okay?" She said, "Yes, I'm okay." She said, My watch, I had just bought her an Apple Watch for her birthday. She said, "My watch called 911. I said, "Okay." I said, "Are the cops there?" She said, "Yes." I said, "Okay." She said, "Daddy's laying on the ground." Now, I just got chills as I said that. As you can imagine, my heart just completely dropped. In the blink of an eye, I thought the worst. And I didn't understand why she was calling me and not him. So I said, "Okay. I'm gonna," she said, "Mom, can you come? Please come." I said, "Yes, I'll be there." I said, "You know, give me your location." So she gave me the location. They were about 20 minutes from me. And I said, "Okay, I'll be there." And I said, she said, "Okay, hurry up, please hurry up." I said, "Okay." Well, I got off the phone with her and I made a couple phone calls after the fact. And one of them, I still have the voice message from. And you could just tell I was super frantic. I didn't know what was going on. There was a couple of F-bombs that got thrown in there. And I was just really scared, to be honest. I didn't know exactly what was going on yet. So I'm grateful. I contacted a good friend of mine, Dr. Kim Bynum, who I hope to have on this podcast one day. She and I work closely together now. I called her and I let her know what was going on. And she calmed me down. And she said, Jody, you're supposed to call her back, right? And I said, yes. She said, you have to calm down. You can't call her back like that. And I said, you're right. So again, I'm very grateful for her because she helped me calm down. So I called my daughter back and I talked to her the entire drive that I was there. So that happened January 2nd. And since then, what happened with my, gratefully, my husband was okay. He just dislocated his shoulder. And so he was on the ground in pain. So they put his shoulder back in place that evening at the emergency room. And now I'm driving him to doctor's appointments and things like that, which is fine. I've had two shoulder surgeries, and I also recently had wrist surgery last year. So I understand what it's like to be one-armed. You're very limited. It can be very tough if you're used to taking care of yourself. And you start feeling like a burden, like I did when I was 16. So here's what I want to share with you. You're not a burden to anyone who cares about you, okay? Now with me, I didn't believe that people could care about me like I cared about them. I didn't have that growing up, really. It was never really shown to me. And I just became this person who was in survival mode my entire life. I didn't trust anyone. I didn't want to get close to anyone. And I didn't really believe that great things could happen to me, to be quite honest. I did get diagnosed with anxiety disorder, complex PTSD, and chronic depression. But I don't accept all of those diagnoses. They don't define who I am. Just like yours don't define who you are. Nothing defines us. It's up to us to continue to utilize the tools that are given to us in daily life. There's so many people out there who are inspiring everyone on a daily basis. And when we start to gain access to the tools that can help us, it's up to us to actually use them. So I highly encourage you to not only read about the tools and gain the tools, but to continue to use them every single day. Now, I do a lot of nutrition coaching and lifestyle coaching, mentoring other personal trainers to build workout programs on our app. And in doing that, it allows me to do a whole lot more coaching. When I do that, it reminds me what I need to be doing as well. So basically what I want you to understand is the barriers never go away. And the more you're moving up in the ladder, they're going to continue to come in. The enemy that we have in our lives is here. It's up to us to either allow ourselves to move forward or set ourselves back. Now, I could have really dwelled on all of the negative things that were going on. My car still broke down. We're still dealing with the after effects of the accident. I'm still dealing with the after effects of my accidents in July. Or I can say, you know what? I don't have any control over those things. And they could have been a lot worse. And I'm truly grateful that they weren't. But now I can move forward and I can continue to embrace this part of my life. And I can say, you know what? I can't control all those other things, but I can control how I react to them and how I continue forward. So that's what I choose to do. So at the end of the day, we are continuously breaking barriers that will never go away. It's up to us to make an intentional choice of what we are going to continue to do in our lives and how we are going to react to things as they come in. We can never prepare for accidents and emergencies and these things that just come up, right? I've seen healthy people get cancer and Alzheimer's. We can't prepare for those things. But what we can do is we can live an intentional life that allows us to have a more fulfilling life the longer we're here. And that's what I love to help people do. So when I coach people, it's not just workouts and nutrition anymore. It's mindset and being able to develop the habits that we can take with us for the rest of our lives. It's allowing us to interact with people around us differently and better, whether it's our spouses, our kids, or anyone, really. It's learning that self-care isn't selfish. Self-care is essential to being able to pour out to others. See, what I was doing is I was pouring from an empty cup for many, many years. And I wore this mask and this smile, and everybody thought I had it all together, but I didn't. I was falling apart on the inside, and I didn't even know why. But it's because I wasn't facing the things that I needed to heal from. I was hiding from them. I had compressed them and suppressed them so much that I didn't even know how to get them back or how to look at them or analyze them. And I honestly didn't even want to. It took me a really long time to start talking about how I got into nutrition and basically saying, hey, it wasn't to achieve a look. It was because I was learning that protein is very important for brain health. And I had to learn how to get my mom off of some of the medications that were making her suicidal. That's why I don't take medication to this day, because I realized that there's other ways to do things. Not to hit on pharmaceutical companies, but they mask things. They don't get to the foundation, especially when it comes to antidepressants. There's something there that needs to be healed. And there's no type of medication that's going to take that away. We have to endure it. We have to embrace it. And we have to go through it in order to come out on the other side. And I know this from personal experience. So I do talk about self-care and how important it is to take care of ourselves first thing in the morning, before we try to take care of everyone else. And if that means waking up earlier, so be it, because we have to be important too. And so I teach people how to do that, how to wake up a little bit earlier. Of course, I do the nutrition coaching because health is wealth, and it doesn't matter how much money we're making if we're not happy and fulfilled. We have to be able to fuel our bodies throughout the day, and no matter how busy we are, we have to be able to continuously take care of ourselves. Because if we're not showing up for ourselves, we can't really show up for anybody else. I do teach people about exercise and how important strength training is to women, especially. That's super important. And then, of course, it's consistency. Staying the course when life happens. Not being perfect. Understanding that you're going to make mistakes and there's going to be challenges. And it's going to be hard sometimes, but we have everything we need right inside of us to be able to keep going. We just have to choose to allow ourselves to keep going. So as we continue into the year and we continue with this podcast, again, I'm just really grateful for the listeners and for those of you who have reached out to me and said, hey, Jody, thank you for sharing this. Thank you for having so-and-so on your podcast. It was a great story. It was very impactful and inspiring. I love seeing those messages. So please keep sending them. And if you're out there and you would like to sponsor this podcast, please contact me, because I would love to learn more about you and your company and what we can do as we collaborate. For everyone, I hope that you will transition yourselves into my virtual community to learn more about me and the things that I'm doing. Everything is all in one place, and I'm truly grateful for the retired Marine who is about to be on my podcast again, Matthew Curran, for his vision that's coming to life through those of us who are using it. And now we're doing it for nonprofits, which Operation New Uniform gets to be a part of. So we're not just helping veterans and spouses here in the local area, but all over the world now. You can either focus on the negatives or you can focus on the blessings. And I just want to encourage you today to shift your thinking, focus on the blessings as much as possible. And understand that it's not going to be perfect, but your circle is important as well. The company you keep, because that was also a game changer in my life. I now have people in my life who are supporting me and encouraging me and empowering me to be better, just as I do for others. That's important. So as we continue through the year, thanks again for tuning in. Please share all the shows, tell your friends, help me get this out, and let's continue to break barriers together. God bless you.